So if a Nachri performs a malacha for the sake of Yisrael, malacha is, he can't partake in that item on Yom Tov itself or on Shabbos itself. Rather, he has to wait. How long? B'chdei sheyasu. On Matzah Shabbos or Yom Tov, let some time pass. Enough time which would theoretically allow for that activity to be done. This way, you're not really having a hanah from the malacha of the goy. What happens in the following case? The malacha was done on the first day Yom Tov. It's Chutz Laretz. We have 2 days Yom Tov. So you have to wait. B'chdei sheyasu. Come nightfall, you have to leave enough time for the malacha to be done. Which night? Matzah first Yom Tov, which is really now second day Yom Tov, or do you have to wait all the way to the end of the second day Yom Tov and let a little time pass from that night, B'chdei sheyasu, to Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Perhaps I'll see Rashi inside, because Rashi really uses very unique language, and he has a whole long discussion of this discussion and back and forth, very interesting presentation. So Rashi here begins, it's the fourth wide line. The words are La'erev Asurim Deshiyasu. So what's the point of waiting Deshiyasu? Kadesh lo yehenem lechas yomtiv. You shouldn't have anoa from a malacha done on yomtiv. Says Rashi, what about 2 days yomtiv? V'hodik amar La'erev Asurim Deshiyasu. Hala achake mutar. So he said you have to wait a little bit into the night, after which it's mutar. Afilu le'erev rishenam. Says Rashi, a chiddush, his own chiddush. Even if it's now the second day Yom Tov, but once you've allowed some of that night time to pass you, it's mutar. Suppose the malacha takes an hour. You finished first day Yom Tov. It's now an hour into second day. It's mutar. Afagav the leil Yom Tov sheniu. Even though it's now the second night, the night of the second day of Yom Tov. Mamtim b'chdei sheyasu mutarn. As long as you leave b'chdei sheyasu, let an hour pass, it's mutar. Why? Because 2 days Yom Tov is really only 1 day kaddish, 1 day choil. Just don't know which one. So you say, either way you're good. Once it's an hour into the second night, it's certainly fine. Because if tonight is not Yom Tov, okay, you're Yoytze, you waited b'chdei sheyasu during the weekday. Harei him to b'chdei sheyasu, v'im kodeshu. If the second day is kodesh, and the first day was really not kodesh, well, you never had a problem to begin with. The malacha was done during the week. Nim to shenil ketu b'chayl. So the fruit was picked during the weekday. So either way, says Rashi, once you let an hour pass you by, the first hour of the second day of Yom Tov, you're good. Kein dati noite. As she says, this seems to be the correct approach. That's my opinion. V'yeshli rayas harbi. I have a lot of rayas to back this up. Ma'ut bar tavya de erevin, a gemara in erevin. Beit ha-shenoldu b'zeh materis l'zeh. Remember that gemara in Avdalad? So beit ha-shenoldu b'yom tov is asa. What if it was late on the first day Yom Tov? Now it's the second day Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat it. Mamon of Shech. If the first day was Kodesh, well now it's Chol. It's after Yom Tov. You can eat it. If now is Kodesh, then yesterday when it was late, it's Chol. So it was late during the weekday. So either way, it's Mutter. Apparently, we apply a concept of Mamon of Shech when it comes to 2 days Yom Tov. Oh, Alma Echad Cholu. Oh, says Rashi, apparently, it's because 1 day is considered a non-Yom Tov. Mamon of Shech Mutter. Either way, it's Mutter. Likewise over here. Again, the guy did a malach on the first day Yom Tov. You allow the day to pass. It's dark. It's nighttime. You leave another hour, b'chdei sheyasu, to pass you by. So even though you have to observe the second day, you have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. But it's only on account of Safek. If yesterday was Kodesh, then now you've waited b'chdei sheyasu. It's already weekday. It's already Matzah Yom Tov. You can have the fruit. On the other hand, if today is Kodesh, and yesterday was Chol, and there was no problem to begin with, it was picked during the weekday. Says Rashi, "V'lo zechisi lishol es pi Rabbeinu Yaakov b'davar zeh." Regretfully, I never had the chance to ask my Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov regarding this shaila. Ki yonoyigim by heter b'kameina, because it was common practice to treat this as heter in my place. V'ayli davar pashet, it was by me a simple halacha, which didn't necessitate asking a shayla. So I never asked. That's what I thought. After my Rebbe passed away, Shemati, as Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaLevi, Shu Oyser. Suddenly I hear a new opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi says it's Oyser. Ad Leil Mitzvah Yom Tov Sheni, until the next night. You have to wait an hour until the night following Yom Tov Sheni. It's a Chiddush. V'chol Anshi Ira Kemoisei. And his whole city followed his sheet. V'gam Alachas Gedolus Oyshim Kein. There's a safe Alachas Gedolus, which says the same thing. Vedanti lefonav, I didn't like this shita. I challenged it. I presented my opinion, and he didn't agree. Where's he coming from? Chotami and Ella, he's coming from a diyuk in the Lashon HaGemara. Medanakad bechtei shiyasu, belayla ruil asiya kamar. The Gemara says you have to wait bechtei shiyasu. So he learned, he interpreted that to mean you have to wait an hour into a time where you can do the malacha. Fact is, technically you can't do malacha now because it's Yom Tov Sheni. So, you know, Yaitse. The point of it is, Shiasu, leave an hour to pass you by at a time where you can do the malacha. And since Yom Tov Sheni is Asub Malacha, you can't be Yaitse with that hour. Vani Oymer Tzorach Laman with Shiasu. I disagree, says Rashi. But the Gemara says you have to wait with Shiasu. Mishum Shema Hayyim Hayyah, Kodesh Valay Lachoyl. I disagree. I say b'chtei shiyasu is enough. As long as it's an hour into the night, that's fine. Because the concern is that the first day was kodesh, and now it's an hour into chol. But tell you that I'll prove that I'm correct. But the le'kamar le'erev shal sheni asur b'chtei shiyasu. The fact is that the Gemara doesn't say you have to wait an hour into the second night. Apparently le'erev rishon kamar. The Gemara is referring to the first night. And Rashi concludes, "But Tshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom Er Agoyla." The Tshuvas written by Rabbeinu Gershom, I found Matzasika Maisi. He rules exactly as I did. Gam Ata, he says. In addition to that, I just got a letter. Boilai Michtav Mir Gamaysh. Perhaps that's Garmaiza. Shebolushom Adam Gadol. A great man visited the town. Zoke V'yashabi Yeshiva Min Roma. He came from Rome. V'shmoy Rabbe Kleinimus Ubaki B'chol Hashas. Okay, he's a great man. V'hoirokein, v'nechak alein, and he, paskin like me, and disagreed with him. So he's being a right to his shita, chiddush and Rashi. If a malacha was done on the first day Yom Tov, you have to wait b'chtei shiyasu. So after nightfall, wait an hour. Which night? The first night. Tosis brings this whole Rashi, and he disagrees with Rashi. He says you have to wait an hour. Pass the second day Yom Tov. Why? See, Rashi is coming from the Svara. You shouldn't have anah from a malacha done on Yom Tov. Okay? What's the Gzeiros Chacham? A malacha was done on Yom Tov. We don't want you to have anah from it. So it's not to encourage doing malachas on Yom Tov, whatever. Therefore, says Rashi, well, an hour into the first night, an hour into the second night is sufficient because we're one of Shach. If it was done on Yom Tov, because the first day was Yom Tov, well, now it's Chayla, you waited. If now is Yom Tov, then it was done during the Chayla. You never had a problem to begin with. It was never a Malacha done on Yom Tov. So either way you could. Tosis has a different approach to the sugi. He learns the reason why you can't be Nana from the Malacha done by the guy was to discourage a person from asking a guy to do a Malacha from on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So once you work with that pshat, says Tosis, you can very well understand that when you have to wait past both days. Why? Think about it. If we allow you to have a gnaw an hour into the second night, when it's still really Yom Tov for you, Misafik, what's going to stop you? What's going to discourage you from asking a guy to do a malach for you on the first day so you can have it tonight? You're bound for malach. You're prevented from doing malacha for 2 days. You want to have this item on the second day. So you'll tell him on the first day, you know, do it for me today. That's why you can have it on the second day. Because of the Maman of Shech of Rashi. He'll make the cheshbon, be mata on the second day. So if the concern is that a person might approach a guy and ask him to do the malacha for him, then apparently the iser has to apply in this case as well. Because only in this way will we discourage a person from doing it. Therefore, it says Tosis. Apparently, when the Gemara says you have to wait Bechtei Shiyasu, it means past both days of Yom Tov, into the weekday. Now, he'll have no gain, no benefit from asking the guy to do for him anything on Yom Tov, because he can't have it on the first day, he can't have it on the second until Matzah both days, and an hour into the next night. Therefore, it says Tosis, Shiyasu means past both days.